doesn't mean anything to someone who thinks that he doesn't need him. Remember, Jesus came for sinners. Even though you cannot understand how God can become flesh and blood, you hear God's word. You hear of the baby of Bethlehem, and God reveals to you that he means you no harm. He's showing himself to be God with us and God for us. All is calm, all is bright, and you sing of heavenly peace. He comes to bless this world, and he offends no one in any way, right? But he does. He came to save sinners. And it was this very mission that guaranteed controversy and offense. What was Mary possibly thinking when Simeon told her that a sword would pierce through her very soul? How well did she know the Holy Scriptures that taught that the promised Savior, the promised Messiah, would cause many to stumble and fall? For God had written through the prophet Isaiah, he will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and many among them shall stumble, they shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken. Jesus could not have come into this world to do what God promised he would do without causing sinful flesh, without causing the prideful old Adam to stumble and fall over him. When Simeon came to bless Mary and Joseph, he came also to speak God's word of prophecy to Mary, to prepare her for what was ahead. The peace and goodwill of which the angels sang would kindle a fire. It would cause incredible opposition. The innocent child, the newborn king, would stir up more anger, more opposition, and more hatred than she could ever have imagined. Surely, Mary remembered Simeon's prophecy when she saw the highly exalted, the self-righteous leaders stir up the crowd against her innocent son. When she heard the cries of "Crucify!" come from the hate-filled mob, and when she witnessed her son's bitter suffering on the cross, surely she would remember that a sword would pierce her soul. And as the mother of our Lord would suffer, so does Mother Church. As strange as it may sound, the gospel offends. And who does it offend? The proud. Those who think highly of themselves. The person and work of Jesus Christ crucified is the sign which is opposed. The very same people who smile at the inoffensive baby in the manger will walk away in anger from the fully grown Savior who insists that he is the only way to the Father. They will walk away from the Savior who says that one must be born from above by water and spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven. They will walk away from the Savior who says that to hurts to see unbelief. It hurts to see hatred fight against God's love. It hurts to see people reject the only hope they have for eternal life. But as I heard it put in the most concise way, and listen to how this applies to not only God's love toward the world, but in a Christian's love toward their neighbor. Concisely, it is put, love risks rejection for the salvation of others. Next time you stare at a crucifix, which, by the way, is not supposed to be offensive, stare at it and think, love risks rejection for the salvation of others. So Christ's church here on earth must be prepared for the same piercing sorrow. This isn't being proclaimed to take away from the joy of this holy season, far from it. It's because of His great love for you that the joy will remain with you throughout the new year. But the joy is not without suffering. The joy is in spite of suffering. When hearts of unbelief are revealed, it hurts. Your God-generated love toward your family, friends, and other neighbors is despised and rejected. It hurts. But this is what God's love risks. God calls on His children to endure the pain of seeing His love rejected without giving way to hatred. How can you hate those for whom Jesus was born, lived, and gave His life just as He did for you? The sword that pierces the soul of Mary and the church cannot undo the love God has for you in Christ. For He who is love has overcome the world. Greater is He who is in you than He who is in the world. His is the risk, dying for you love, that is poured out into your hearts by the Holy Spirit, who enables you to rejoice in your suffering. You have the right to call God our Father. So stay alert. I am speaking to the new man inside of you when I say, cast off the inclination to avoid hearing God's law simply because you don't like to hear it.